Welcome back to The Trunk, tonight's supernatural episode of Potpourri Theater. Our story takes place in the here and now. An old man, a lifelong lover of antiquities, has just made the final bid on a particularly old item.
Going, going, gone. Sold to the gentleman in the fifth row.
Oh dear, I'm home, and wait till you see what I've got.
Well, you've been gone a long time. Just where did you gallivant off to?
I've been down to the auction house. Come here and see what I brought home.
Oh, no, not again. How many times have I told... Oh, well, what is it?
Ta-da! It's a steamer trunk. Has to be from the late 19th century. And look, it's locked, and there was no key.
No key? Well, what good is that?
Don't you get it? No key?
No, I don't get it, and I don't care to guess. Think I've got nothing better to do than stand around playing silly games. You've got another think coming. Why,
now, just calm down, dear, and I'll tell you. A trunk this old with a lock like this, see? It's an old lock, too, and no key. Means that it hasn't been opened in the who knows how long. Why, there might be something valuable inside, put in there by someone who died 100 years ago. The auctioneer said as much, and why, that's why I bought it.
I might have known you'd fall for that auctioneer's palaver. Why on earth I ever married such a naive fool as you, I'll never know. How much did he take you for?
Not much.
How much?
Well, only $50.
$50? You old fool, you paid about $49 too much for that filthy old thing.
Now, dear.
Now, don't you oh dear me, you old fool. Well, you've got it. And I suppose there's no way I can convince you to part with it. But don't even think of bringing that trunk into the house until you've cleaned it up. That leather is filthy.
You're right, dear. You're right. And I've got some rags and some leather cleaner right here. Go on back in the house and I'll get to work on this trunk. All right?
Never seen such a thing. Why, you'd think it was Christmas morning, the way he's behaving. And he got a pony or something.